North Cowichan Council pressed pause on a land use change request for 3499 Henry Road, voting on June 18 to refer the matter to staff. The move leaves the door open to converting Morgan Maples from leasehold to bare land strata ownership without immediately increasing density or undermining the official community plan. What's being requested? The developer of Morgan Maples Modular Home Park in Chemainus is asking council to consider an amendment to the OCP that would allow future subdivision of the land into individually owned bare land strata lots. In a letter of rationale submitted with the application, they said modular home sales paired with monthly pad rentals are proving neither sustainable to finance nor to build, and that won't change unless buyers are able to purchase both the modular unit and the land beneath it. This would require a shift from single title ownership to bare land strata, which would require both OCP and zoning amendments. Staff clarified during the meeting that R5 zoning only permits a modular home park with a single title holder, typically a corporate entity that owns the land, oversees infrastructure, and manages the site. Changing to a strata model would shift that responsibility to a resident-led strata council. That transition triggers stricter standards and higher risk for the municipality, particularly when it comes to infrastructure. There are no existing land use designations in the OCP that support compact residential subdivisions outside the urban containment boundary. According to the staff report, the only way to make the request feasible would be to either create a new, site-specific land use designation that permits higher density in rural areas or to expand the UCB to include the property. Staff cautioned that either approach could set a precedent for approving future developments outside the boundary, opening the door to urban sprawl and weakening council's ability to uphold its own growth management policies. Why is financing a problem? Under the leasehold model, buyers can purchase the modular unit but not the land beneath it. As a result, most lenders treat these homes as chattel, movable property like an RV, rather than real estate. That means buyers must rely on chattel loans, which tend to come with higher interest rates, shorter amortization periods, and often require larger down payments. According to the developer, this is why none of the 6 modular homes currently built on site have sold. In a letter to council, they stated the remainder of the project would only be made possible through bare land strata subdivision, which would let buyers access traditional mortgages. Even if approved, the $500,000 price tag remains out of reach for many, requiring a household income of at least $160,000 to meet the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation's definition of affordability. While some council members expressed support for the proposal and acknowledged the financing hurdle, others were more cautious. "I've been around this table for a long time," said Mayor Rob Douglas. "We've been told a lot of things about this property and this development, and I think we've got to take some of them with a grain of salt." What are the infrastructure concerns? As part of the original development approval, the developer was required to extend the municipal water main to the property. The first 6 homes are now connected, and another 14 building sites are pre-serviced. Sewer presents a greater challenge. The project uses a private communal sewerage treatment and disposal system. The system was approved as an exception because the property was to remain under a single owner. If the site was subdivided into individual strata lots, the municipality would have to evaluate the sewer system under stricter standards and would carry more liability. Staff said such approvals are uncommon and could increase municipal liability. A staff report described the location as multiple kilometers away from any major grocery store, recreational facility, employment center or school, with a walk score of 1 out of 100. The report emphasized that this level of isolation is precisely what the urban containment boundary is meant to prevent by guiding development toward existing services and infrastructure. Bill 44. The request also raises concerns related to Bill 44. New provincial legislation requiring municipalities to allow small-scale multi-unit housing on lots zoned for single-family or duplex homes. Under the legislation, any lot over 280 square meters must be eligible for at least 4 housing units, even in areas not served by frequent transit. While the developer has not proposed this density, if Morgan Maples were brought inside the urban containment boundary and rezoned, each lot could, in theory, become eligible for 4 units. Council and staff warned this could significantly strain the development's private sewer system. What's next? Council's June 18 vote did not approve the OCP amendment. Instead, in a 6-1 decision, council directed staff to report back on how to implement a site-specific land use designation for 3499 Henry Road and how Bill 44 might apply. Mayor Rob Douglas was the only vote in opposition. While the move avoids immediately expanding the urban containment boundary, it could set a precedent. Staff warned that even a site-specific fix might invite similar applications, undermine the OCP and erode public trust in council's planning. For now, the project, and its 6 unsold homes, remains in limbo.